New concerns are being raised about an area of the Antarctic which has the potential to raise sea levels by up to 4 metres. Part of eastern Antarctica, which is held in place by a plug of ice, was once presumed to be resilient to global warming, but it's now thought to be under threat. If it melts and the plug is pulled, it could trigger an unstoppable slide of ice into the ocean and raise sea levels for thousands of years. The information is contained in a new study by scientists in Germany at the Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research and recently published in the journal Nature Climate Change. I spoke earlier with one of its lead authors, Professor Anders Leverman.
We know already for some time that in West Antarctica we have a potentially unstable situation. That is, if you perturb the ice from the coast, then you might induce an unstoppable discharge from West Antarctica. Now we found the same in East Antarctica. In East Antarctica, you have actually an ice block. We call it an ice plug because it's kind of like a cork in a bottle. If you pull this plug, then you discharge ice from the Wilkes Basin. The entire basin kind of empties out into the ocean and eventually lets sea level rise by 3 to 4 meters in addition to the sea level rise that you get already from thermal expansion and other sources.
Now, I know in the past the concern has been that the western side is probably more open to climate change, but now that view is changing and there's been a bit of a shift to the east side. Is that through this discovery of the ice plug or for other reasons?
Well, people have been discussing East Antarctica for a while. Now, East Antarctica had been gaining mass as opposed to losing mass, so it hadn't contributed to sea level rise. It had actually reduced sea level rise a tiny little bit for a while. But for some years now, East Antarctica has also started to contribute to the global sea level rise, so started to contribute in losing ice. Now, this is a new twist. People had been suspicious of East Antarctica in the sense that they thought there might be an instability there. But we have now used new topography data from our colleagues in Britain and added some dynamic simulations to this topography data and found that there's this instability that if you take this plug away, then you empty out the basin. Yes, in a sense, East Antarctica is now getting more into focus.
So if it melts, what sort of repercussions would that mean for the area and the greater area? I mean, I know you said the sea would rise 3 or 4 metres, but would that just be in the local environment or does that impact elsewhere?
No, this is a global sea level rise of 3 to 4 metres. Now, this is not going to be a wave that suddenly comes upon us. It is really something that develops over centuries to millennia and potentially several millennia. We are not really good at the time scale. What we are good is in understanding the mechanism, and that therefore this study is more about the inevitability, the unstoppability of this process that we as human beings can start something that will then have repercussions for centuries to millennia and just can't be stopped by mankind anymore.
Can we stop it now if we address it now?
Yes, we can. We have seen some additional melting there in the region, but the plug is really big and you can't, it's small compared to the ice upstream of it, the ice that will discharge, but it's still big in the sense that it takes a long time to melt it. And if we don't drive global warming in the same way as we have done it in the past, if we start to mitigate climate change, then there's a fair chance, a very good chance, that we will not be melting this ice plug.
How do you think that progress is being made on a global scale in addressing climate change?
Well, in some countries the population has really understood that there's climate change and the leaders have understood that there's climate change. In other countries, there's less progress. And there's also, in democracies, obviously always a back and forth. I don't think that these negotiations are a linear process in the sense that we can see every progress made. But sometimes things are done behind closed doors. And then if you get big countries to agree on a climate within climate negotiations, then things might go quicker. But at the moment, we are too slow. That's for sure. We have to really, the CO2 emissions are still rising almost every year, and we have to be on the way down globally within a period of, let's say, 5 to 10 years. The longer you wait, the quicker you have to go down afterwards, and then this is all a matter of what is more expensive to do and what is less expensive.
Can you give us an idea of how you found this plug and how you measure it and what sort of methods you use in your study?
Yes. Once you look at this topography, you already get an idea, because we know about this marine ice sheet instability is what we call it. We know this from theory already for some time. So whenever you have a region that is where the ice is grounded on a bedrock that is below sea level, then you have to be careful and see, and there's a potential instability there. Then you go further and ask, is the bedrock sloping downwards when you go inland? If this is the case, then you really you're very close to having an instability. It's not proven then, but it's a very good indication, and that's what we did. We looked at the map, we looked at potential regions, we took the biggest one, the Wilkes, and figured out whether this is unstable by using our climate model or ice sheet model. And this ice sheet model is also, this is using very fundamental physics. It's the Newton law, basically, that a lot of people have heard about in school. It says that the force is equal to the mass times the acceleration. That might be familiar to some people. This is exactly the law that we put in there for each ice particle and from which we get the simulation. So it's not magic. It's not correlations of the past projected into the future. It's real physics.
That's Professor Anders Levermann from Germany's Potsdam Institute for Climate Impact Research. You're listening to ABC News Radio around Australia.